The police-related shootings in Baton Rouge and Minnesota, the attack on police in Dallas that killed five officers, the unrest and distrust that many American cities are feeling between police and their communities. Last week was a tough one for this country, for citizens and police officers. Here with us now is Sergeant Terry Dixon with the Grand Rapids Police Department. Sergeant Dixon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How have officers in your department responded over this past week?
You know, our officers have responded. It's been a very difficult time. I believe it's been very difficult for everyone in the United States, specifically the GRPD, and we'd like to express, you know, send our prayers out to the families in Minnesota and Baton Rouge, specifically for those losses, and also the families of the law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty in Dallas. It's been a very trying time for our officers, and we seek to find just a sense of just an understanding. And we understand that we have to move forward, but we do move forward with grief in our heart and just trying to make sense of it, but also maintain and preserve law and order here in Grand Rapids.
Did the department make any significant changes tactically or otherwise as a result of this past week's events?
For a short time, we did employ some differences. We did employ two-man units for a short time or for a few days. You know, like I said, it was a very difficult time for the officers. And for their sense and peace of mind, we did double up patrol units for a few days, and just to give them some peace of mind while they're patrolling and securing our city.
Sergeant, the city of Grand Rapids saw a drop in serious crime by almost 10% from 2014 to 2015. To what do you attribute this?
I guess I would say citizens. Number one, our citizens are just more alert and reporting the crimes, which tends to help drop crime if they know people will report it. I think technology has something to do with that.
We know your chief of police, David Rohinsky, was invited to speak at the White House just a couple of weeks ago to talk about getting more diversity into law enforcement. Let's take a quick listen to what he had to say in an interview with Grand Rapids TV station WZZM 13.
Right now, it's a hard sell. Young people around the country, unfortunately, are inundated with the negative, the outliers of law enforcement. Something goes viral, and inevitably, it's the worst face of law enforcement. Those are the images that we have to combat, and it's going to take persistence. It's going to take a continual effort, and I think ultimately it'll pay off, but I don't think there's any quick solutions.
Is there any worry that everything that we've seen and heard this past week could hurt recruitment efforts?
Well, regarding recruiting efforts, I mean, we have to still continue to be very intentional about our recruiting efforts, really seeking qualified applicants here in the Grand Rapids area, but also considering those who are applying for those positions. As of today, we have opened up our next launch for police recruit hiring. That posting was announced today, which will be closed on July 29th. But we are looking for certifiable or certified candidates to hire. Later on this year, I believe in September, we will also hire some additional candidates. Those particular candidates will not have to have any prior experience in law enforcement, nor will they need to have academy certification. So our goal here is to kind of loosen the reins and try to pull in people and give them extra incentive to apply with the Grand Rapids Police Department for those who may not be certified or have not gone to the police academy yet. So we're casting our net even wider than we have previously.
Sergeant, as our nation wrestles with racial bias and a sense of mistrust on all sides and all the tension that comes along with that, in your view, what role do the police have in this conversation? And what changes do you think need to happen inside police departments?
Here at the police department, we have been actively engaged with the public and also our city leadership along with police leadership. You know, we pride ourselves on being a professional agency. We're trying to be progressive in our movement toward connecting with the city, connecting with the citizens of Grand Rapids. We have been out in the public with several different outreach programs, but during this trying time in particular, we are attending the individual groups, the worship services, and several smaller rallies. We want to be involved in that so we can hear the concerns and the expectations of the public so we can better serve them. It's part of our role to be responsive to the city's needs.
Sergeant Terry Dixon, Grand Rapids Police Department. Sergeant, we want to thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
You're very welcome.